My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's glaring.
Brad's right. It's new. It's not on your radar, but he is absolutely right. There is
Tell
somebody.
Tell him who it is,
coming.
Jason.
I've actually mentioned it to you. The hiring they've done. They went and got the FACS coach.
Who?
They.
Bro.
Who's
St. George's has got it?
Oh, St. George's is going for it.
St. George's is going for
them
the
folks
bag,
like
bro.
They like Dion. I'm coming.
Well, they had Elliott back in the day, and they just kind of let it go. And then they have Leslie McDonald.
Yeah, they had Elliott.
Leslie,
and, Leslie was a Broncos.
Yeah. They just hired an Easley baseball coach for baseball and paid him.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they did it for basketball.
And they
early.
Went out and got my man like, Wilkes from FACS.
Money.
Like, got him.
The word is real money.
St. George said, we coming.
Okay. Yeah. Where are they getting all this money from?
Booster. Reportedly, possibly.
Who's the mystery booster here?
I don't know.
I've seen a Lamborghini in the St. George's parking lots. I'm telling you, there's big money there. They've made the decision, clearly. I don't know if it's always. They've made the decision to start spending, is what it looks like.
Absolutely.
To me. And so, arms race. Yes, welcome, yeah. St. George's.
Yeah, they're in the fold.
No, he's telling you the truth there, John.
That's amazing. So, you're saying D. Wilkes drives the Lamborghini?
No, it ain't his Lamborghini. That Lamborghini was already there before they got Wilkes. My point is that
gotcha.
The booster might drive the Lamborghini. Money is out at St. George's. They have elected to use it, bro.
Well, how do we fight back? I mean, White Station. Let's
we can't.
Just, let's
that,
form
it,
a.
It's over. It will never be the same.
Let's form a coalition
in the city schools.
Of public schools, right? Let's do that. White Station, White Haven. I'm not really necessarily willing to partner with anybody else at this time, but I think we can maybe get those two schools together. They have some history.
You need to get Central. Central High School.
Man, that's our...
Stop.
That's,
Central's not... Stop. They're still producing a quality-level athlete over there.
But it'll be like if Memphis joined
students.
The Big 12, they get less, all right? So they're going to get less of the pie.
No,
In the suburbs, Bartlett's heavied up pretty
Central's
good.
Central's got a great
I don't
history.
Know that, I don't know that I'm willing to partner with Bartlett quite yet.
I mean, they don't want a partner, do they? They consider themselves sort
Bartlett
of their
is,
own now,
yeah,
having the municipality sort of separated themselves.
Yeah, they're their own
they
thing. It's not a city school.
We'll invite Houston. We'll get Houston there. I like Houston. I like them
You're
being
okay
a part of
them.
The coalition. Yep, we'll have White Station, White Haven, Houston. You know, I think Kyrville's going to be sort of, they're going to not want to join us.
Yeah.
They're going to operate on their own, right? But I think if we get those three, we can sort of start to fight back.
I will say, as somebody who's a parent of a kid who's in the mix, Whitehaven to me feels like the pride when it comes to the all-around athletic program. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn here.
No, I mean, they had some basketball teams with Faraji. They had, I mean, Rodney Salisbury's been there for forever, as like, Jason said, 2 state titles.
A proud football program. They got quality basketball.
I mean, there was a time.
They still field a baseball team that's good.
It's different now because of just the way the world is, but there was a time where every SEC coach had Rodney Salisbury on speed dial, right? Like, it was like, because you just knew he was getting dudes, like, every single year. He had players that went to the SEC, you know, Mark Dotson back in the day, you know, just a ton. Who was my guy at Melrose? Will Gross.
Yeah, the quarterback.
Will Gross was at Melrose. You know, again, I want to keep this relatively
You want to be careful.
You know, maybe back in 2008 we would have had Melrose, but the Wildcats have fallen off a little bit.
The pride is still there, man.
I know it is.
Most people love that program.
I know it is. And even Ridgeway, I'm like, I don't really think Ridgeway's in the coalition right
Again,
now.
Again, keeping all those athletes that you used to have at Melrose and that stayed, that's harder to do in this day than it used to be because these private schools have dipped down lower.
They're taking
and
our kids.
These kids
they're
out
taking
when
our
they're,
kids.
You know, I mean, do you freaking see Gabe? Like Gabe is out here, and there's probably, you know, CBHS knows about Gabe. But now in the fifth grade, they got him padded up. He's in that sort of track anyway over at St. Dom. And this stuff, it's happening earlier and earlier. And so the idea that, you know, that you're going to let a guy like that go to a city school rather than provide him with the opportunities and help you sell tickets.
Exactly.
Just, I don't think it'll ever be like it was.
Yes.
Now, we can get it back competitive, have rivalries.
Yes.
But it's never going to be.
But it's going to start with a coalition.
That pool will never be as deep in terms of talent.
That's true.
In city schools.
Now, again.
As it used to be.
I'm okay with, even if it's private school in Memphis, I'm okay because it's still in Memphis. You can drive up to that place in Memphis and see that person play. That's fine with me. It's when they leave, which everybody is doing. But I do think we can keep some talent public. You know, that would enrich the experience for everybody. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed those days. So our coalition starts with three. Am I missing anybody publicly that we need to add or recruit or invite?
Well, I don't think you got
Whitehaven, Houston, White Station. That's a good triumvirate there.
It's a good start.
You know, I mean, again, we don't believe Collierville would be open.
I would tell you have Central in there.
Okay, you want to have Central?
Great athletes, great students.
You know,
they're still producing high-level athletes.
All right, I'm going to take your word on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's thin, but I'll take your word and invite Central. We'll send them out. I mean, White Station Central close enough in proximity. We can probably make that work, right?
Bring Bellevue Middle, too, because they produce a lot of the city's talent.
Bellevue Middle. Now we're getting middle schools.
They're a powerhouse, so you want to bring them in.
Okay. All right.
They produce a ton. They're a powerhouse over there.
It's just the game has changed, unfortunately. That's what it says. You know, it used to be, you know, when I was a recruiting reporter back in the CA days, I didn't have to go far. It was like boom, 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 boom. Just boom, 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 boom. Everybody was like right here. And now it's just different, you know. It's just totally, you can't build those relationships anymore because guys leave.
Well, why don't you change it and send Dom to White Station?
I mean, Dom will absolutely be a White Station Spartan if he's invited. Make no mistake about it. I mean, you have to live in the district, bro. Unless you're optional, right? If you're optional, you get to...
I didn't live in the White Station district. Yeah, back in my day, I didn't live in the district.
Well, yeah,
it's easier now.
No, I'm completely...
It was open enrollment back in my day.
Because I think we were
in Midtown.
We're in the Houston High School District, which I'm fine with, too, by the way. But, like, if... You know, if it comes down to it, I would love to send my kids to White Station and be that legacy because I love White Station. I always will, even if they don't love me back.
Let's see if you know Lyles and if you walk it like you talk it.
Academically, White Station is producing.
I always have.
That hadn't changed.
National merit, dog.
They're producing.
We're talking about the athlete that's getting pulled out of
it's
that.
It's just tougher, man.
We're still doing okay.
No, we'll get the national merit.
You know what's funny?
Right.
That will not change.
Like, they're even losing band directors at White Station to Houston. Like, those dudes are jumping ship, you know?
Because it's a, you know, it's a different school system, right?
It's crazy.
Isn't it?
No, Memphis Shelby County School.
Oh, it's the same district?
Yeah, that's all the same. Okay. Houston's not in the municipalities.
But you probably have more resources over at Houston, wouldn't you think?
Obviously you would.
Yeah.
No, Houston's is Germantown. It's their own district, though.
Yeah, okay. So
it's like Bartlett.
Oh, Houston's in Germantown?
Yeah.
So they're not Shelby County School.
Yeah, so that's the difference.
Too much has changed, bro.
Arlington, Houston, Collierville, Bartlett. All their own bags.
Right.
Lakeland just started a new one, too.
Right.
Like, Lakeland's got an own district they just started.
Yeah, I think the goal is to get out of the Memphis-Shelby County district and get, you know.
So, this Germantown High School is its
the
own.
One that's going to be built in Cordova. So, the city.
The new one will be separate.
This one is still
county.
The one that's close to my house is Memphis-Shelby County.
Right. That is correct.
But Houston is not.
Correct.
No.
Okay.
No, and it's weird as hell, right? That is so. It is the weirdest
because
thing.
The people that go to Germantown High School don't live in Germantown.
They're like they're not. No, that's,
and that's why
fact.
You all are building your own new high school.
No. That's city's building that thing. It's
going
to be over there by Game Day in Cordova. Yeah, that's a city That's a Memphis Shelby County project.
I'm not
the new Germantown.
Yes, but it's not going to obviously be called Germantown. It'll be whatever they rename it.
Right.
I mean. Germantown clearly has a you-know-what to try to figure that out.
So they'll change the current Germantown High School's name? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
it's not
and theirs.
And that one will be y'all's.
The new one that they build will be ours. Germantown.
Well,
no, he just
no,
said the new
no.
one.
No, those kids will
the
be zoned
in Houston.
The old
one that you will rename will be y'all's,
okay.
what I'm gathering.
Well, I'd rather have the new one. I'd rather have the new shiny one. If I can pick.
But the old one is in the middle of y'all.
Correct, yeah.
That's right.
And that's what they want. Yeah. And
it's
them folks want it back.
Jason, it's very strange.
Yeah, them folks want it back. Yeah, that's what I know what's going on out there.
But hold on, why would you not want the new one, though? Why would you not want the new big one?
I mean, it's still going to be built in Germantown, is it not?
No, well, it's out of the Germantown zoning. Like, it's over all there right, in Cordova.
So no, that's what they want theirs back, bro. They want theirs back.
The property.
That's what they're doing.
The property. And then it will be, from what I understand, it'll sell, too. Well, so, like, okay. It'll go to a hospital or something else.
So then that would be my kid's school, though, then, that school, as opposed to Houston.
Got no. to be, because you're right around the corner.
I'm right around the corner from it.
I think you'll be going to Houston. It will not be a new school going in that area. It will be another property or a hospital or something.
They're going to rezone.
Okay.
I thought we said the old high school will become the Germantown's property.
It's more complicated than what you and I are sort of talking about, and there's somebody who can chime in that's more versed on
I'm
this.
I'm not up on it.
But it is in a situation
where
you're
going to be. You live out there.
But it's not going
to
be a situation where you're sending your kid to a new school that's built in that area.
Okay, gotcha.
Your kid will probably be Houston.
Okay, well, that's where we're at currently because, again,
so am I.
This current one is not, you know, the district is weird. It's all totally weird the way they've done it.
Well, it's weird because, and it was done because the suburbs decided they were going to revolt when they did the combo, when they did Shelby, Memphis, and they combined. They all revolted, and they started their own districts, including Germantown. And
that's
then
right.
They did the deal to sell Germantown High School or get, you know, unloaded. They negotiated it.
Yep.
And it's a city school.
Yep.
It's a Shelby County school in Germantown. It has been different from the get-go.
Yep.
And Germantown clearly has had a you-know-what to either rename, rebrand, do something.
Give us our school back.
That's what they're in the process of doing.
Now, do you have some clarity over there?
No, I haven't been able to find any yet.
We're going to continue to find it.
It's out there, but I'm not.
Yeah.
If you Google Germantown Mayor Palazzo, you know, him and the negotiations on Germantown, you'll find some articles on that negotiation on how they're getting the property, selling it, and then the city, Shelby County, is building a new school in Cordova.
That makes sense. That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Because honestly, Houston can, I think, populate all of the kids because of what the capacity is now, and so many are going to privates in that town and then those zip codes, and some of them might be dispatched in other places.
Yes, indeed.
I didn't mean to overtalk it, y'all. I live there, so I see it.
Yeah, we didn't know exactly what the future
it's complicated.
Held. But we're going to form this coalition, and the invites will be sent out here soon to some neighboring schools, and look forward to fighting back, taking back
our athletes.
I'm
sure they can't wait for the invite.
We'll come back. Jeff Coggins will join us at 1:25. We'll get his thoughts on all of that.
We're talking about all these Memphis public schools. How about the pride of Hamilton, Billy Richmond Jr.?
Retired over there.
Retired.
That is normal. We were over there for the ceremony.
Rightfully so. Because not only for his accomplishments on the court, but what he's been doing off the court the last 8 years over at the Wing Guru. It's the best wings in town. Best wings in Memphis. Best wings in the world. And the reason why the Wing Guru is the best and what separates it is the flavors. Most importantly, it's the variety. It's the differences. It's the premium flavors, like the garlic sriracha, the can't catch cow, the triple J. Something for everybody at the Wing Guru. Get over there today.
Yep, mine's Nashville Hot. I get them boneless, 10 of them. I get the seasoned fries. That's what I get. Sometimes I'll give Chris some, but you know what? He's getting big now, or bigger at the age of 10. He's still kind of tiny. But it might be time for him to start getting his own. Know what I mean? I mean, sometimes, I like to share my food with my son. But now that he's asking for more, it's time to get your own. And so it's going to be time for him to get his own Wing Guru order. Frankly, it's going to be time for him to pay for it soon. I've told him, you got to earn your way around here so that you can have nice things like the Wing Guru. Best wings in town. Find out which of those 22 flavors is your favorite. And when you see the aforementioned Billy Richmond, the OG, you tell him Jason and John sent you.
We're back. Jason and John on Eternity FM ESPN. All right, so when you think about the best moments of the Olympics so far, would you have Quincy Hall's down?
Quincy Hall's up there. Lyles still I would put higher.
Wow.
Even though I think what Quincy Hall probably did was more amazing just because your eyes told you he was done.
Yeah.
And then he kicks out something that you didn't think was there.
Exactly.
But remember how close the Lyles race was.
And
it's so close that we thought the Jamaican had won. I'm still taking Noah Lyles. And it's just the idea of having the 100 and 200 meter, you know, being the face of not just American sprinting, but sprinting in the world, like what you're winning. No disrespect to the 400 winner, Quincy Hall, but winning the one and the two and the one being the first step of that, I'm just holding that one up there a little bit higher than Hall.
Although
what both did was amazing.
And again, don't forget the drama in the United States women's rugby match, right?
Yes.
I mean,
was it Australia?
Is Australia?
Yeah, you can get
the bronze.
I know a lot of people probably hold that up there for the way it ended.
I mean, that was unbelievable. That was as dramatic as it
was. That was
gets.
As unlikely as anything yes. ever. I mean, it was 99% chance.
I don't know. It'd be interesting if we went through and sort of ranked, right? I mean, it would probably be those three at the top in some order.
Mm-hmm.
The United States men's basketball has been killing everybody, so really nothing great there.
Right.
You know, swimming.
We're out on women's volleyball.
I mean, Katie Ledecky, the way she just dominated folks in the 1500.
Yeah, probably the scene of her going one way and every other swimmer still going the other way.
Yeah.
it was so extreme that you would have to put it up there among the most impressive performances.
Yeah, so her
moments of the meet.
Her Olympics, two golds, a silver, and a bronze. Pretty damn good, you would say, for her. And I believe she's carrying the flag. Katie Ledecky is carrying
the flag.
To close
out,
yeah.
Yep. Her and who was the other one?
Meade.
Because I didn't recognize it.
Yeah, Nick Meade.
Yeah, what's Nick?
Nick
and apologize to me for not knowing. What I didn't know that when I read it.
He is...
Is Meade a swimmer, too?
Excuse me, brother. He was rowing.
Yeah, bless you.
They won their first gold medal in the event since 1960 in Rome. So, yeah, that's pretty amazing. 1960.
He's part of a rowing team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there aren't individual rowers
right, yeah.
in these Olympics, right? I watched some rowing. I didn't see the gold medal that we won. I thought we got a bronze in the one I was watching. We'd been down, is my understanding. Yes.
You How are we doing down. In the kayak cross? Do we have anybody in that one?
No,
have you seen that sport?
No, I don't watch the extreme stuff. That's
Bro.
That's X Games to me.
Dude, that's something that's insane. I would never do that. It's like they simulate... river rapids.
Sure.
And you get in this canoe,
yeah.
you know, or kayak,
yeah.
and, you know, you race.
You got a life jacket on, don't you?
Well, yeah, but I mean...
And what's the idea that you'd never do it? You're safe.
I would never do that. I would absolutely never... I mean, I would never do that in a... But I bet these folks do it in the rapids, like, without that.
Of course they do. Know? That's how they train.
That's just insane to me, bro. I didn't even want to kayak in the ocean when I got married in Mexico, bro. I didn't even want to go out there and do it. I was tired as hell. I can't imagine doing that in the actual rapids.
What's the most adventurous thing you did down there? Horseback or something?
Nah, we did the rapids. Or not the rapids. We did the Mayan ruins. We climbed the Mayan ruins.
You took a hike?
Bro, we climbed the ruins. You can't do that anymore.
Why has the rule been changed since you got married?
I think the steps have eroded.
So y'all were the last step takers.
I don't know if we were the last. We were among the last. They closed in 2020 for good.
Must have took a lot out of you to call it adventurous and put that.
It's pretty high up there.
Is it?
I mean, yeah. They give you a rope on the way down. You know, I don't know. It was pretty adventurous for me.
I don't know. Yeah, you let you tell it. The sphere and the stairs in there were more dangerous.
I mean, the sphere is you get up there and you look down.
You
like,
were telling us how dangerous that mess is.
It's huge. It's just huge. Yeah.
I ain't never heard you talk like that about the ruins down there in Mexico.
It was Coba. That was a fun afternoon. I got to tell you. I don't know. They showed you like the. Like the sports they played, you know, they had like the set, like the, it was all set up. It was all, I don't remember what they called the sport, but it was all set up the same way after all these years.
You know, more adventurous. You climbing the ruins.
Coba.
The Coba ruins or me parasailing with my wife and she can't swim.
Oh, probably parasailing.
All right, then.
Yeah, parasailing.
So we see who the real man is around here.
I would never,
it comes to adventurous things.
I hate that stuff.
I clip dive. I dove off a cliff in Hawaii, if you can believe it.
That's crazy.
So don't come to my table about adventure.
Oh, I would never
you
claim to be adventurous.
You think old Smooth likes to keep it, he old scary, he don't like pets,
no,
he don't
not,
like
not today.
He a real scary dude.
The old Smooth.
Bro, I used to be out there.
The old
Just
Smooth.
Know that.
You know, you so won't anymore, though.
Don't come to my table talking about you took a hike.
You'll get on a roller coaster
It was real scary, bro.
Will you get on a roller coaster or no?
Yeah, it depends on the coaster.
Well, what does it depend on?
I don't do that stuff to kids. I don't do that kiddie stuff.
See, that's you trying to make it
my
about kids
hang,
stuff.
If you sit me in a seat and you put the bar over me, I absolutely will do it. And I did it. I did it this past.
That's where you draw the line. If your feet are hanging
Universal
loose,
Hollywood,
you will not do it.
I was riding all of them. Universal Hollywood was riding all the ones that are normal, you know, ain't got
if your
you
feet
hanging
are enclosed.
Out. Yes. Where I could, my feet are in the bottom
okay.
of a...
Right.
Yes.
You'll do any ride like that.
What's going to happen?
I don't know. I mean.
Yes. I don't want the ones hanging out. I don't want the ones because those are where accidents happen.
Okay.
Was that Batman or something that had where your bottom half was hanging out? I never rode it because I said that ain't natural. Not that roller coasters are natural, but give me the ones with the old school seats, and I'm putting that bar down over my lap.
All right, would you do...
the Zippin' Pippin.
Would you do the King Nakai in Six Flags?
I can tell by the name I wouldn't do it.
Hey, your feet are in. But your feet are in. You said if your feet are in, you'll do it.
I did the one in Vegas that rode above New York, New York. Is that good enough?
Remember that?
That one rides pretty high. You're over the whole city.
King Dakar gets to 128 miles an hour, and it has a 418-foot drop.
Yeah, I have an issue with the drop, so it depends upon me seeing how high it is.
Oh, it's 420 feet.
I might struggle even with a seat.
I mean, you couldn't pay me enough to do this. You could not pay me enough to do this.
Well, you barely come out of the cove in Germantown anymore. We know you're not doing anything.
Look at that. But your feet are in. Your feet are in that.
Oh, no, bro.
Yeah, I don't like...
You're straight up, straight down.
I don't like legs hanging out, and I don't like going backwards.
Well, you don't go backwards. This is just...
Well, I might consider it.
I don't think you do.
Especially if Chris is like, man, come on, Dad, we got to go. What am I going to do? Say, you go without me.
Sam's doing that. Sam's taking care of all that.
Bro, we went on a couple of those water slides this summer. They have this thing called the taco. It looks like a taco. And you go down backwards and up like a U on a water slide on like a mat. Scary as hell. Yeah. I'll never do it again. Thank God my kid's 16 and I'm past that.
I don't like water slides either because I feel like I'll drown or something.
Bro, some of them are tough.
Can you swim, fool?
Not really.
It doesn't sound like it.
I mean, I can stay afloat, but
I thought you have a pool.
I do. I mean, I can, like, swim in a pool. Anybody can swim in a pool. But we're talking about, like, if I was in, like, an ocean or something?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it sounds like there's some real fear of the ocean and those rapids, river rapids.
Yeah, I think I'd
sound like
drown.
There's really a real drowning fear.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think I would not trust my swimming ability. Like, Michael Phelps would be disappointed in me, like he's disappointed in his United States
peers. All white people disappointed in you.
Yeah. But anyway, I know one person who can swim, and that's Jeff Calkins. He may be doing it right now. Who knows? He does have a pool. We'll talk to him when we get back. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you turn to...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Air basketball skills to the next level. Do it at Chew 360. It's a revolutionary basketball training facility that's right here in Memphis. It combines cutting edge technology with gamification. Kids love that. Kids love gamification. Keeps them engaged.
Exactly.
And you're also going to get instant objective feedback with hands-on, one-on-one expert coaching that several NBA franchises use.
Brand new 50,000 square foot facility with two NBA regulation size courts, three high school size courts, four shooting bays out in Cordova. Get a membership. Get out there today.
Yeah, John's right. Your kid may already be motivated. He may already have the work ethic. He or her may already have it, but some don't, right? It doesn't click in for some until later on, and John's so right. That's where Shoot 360 takes it into the future. They make it like a game. It's interactive with the ball handling and the passing drills, so they grow that work ethic in terms of by making it fun. And they know what they're doing, again, for every level of player. So you want to send your kid back a little with those skills a little bit sharpened, you send them over to Shoot 360. Two locations now in Cordova and Collierville. Call them up, 779-3176. Get your membership today. It's the future of basketball training. It's at Shoot 360.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Jeff Calkins joins us every single Thursday, and he joins us now, columnist for the Daily Memphian. All right, if you were sort of ranking, thinking about best moments, power rank from the Olympics, what's your top one, two, or three look like?
I got to say pommel horse has got to be right up there, right?
Dang, we left him out. You're right. Yeah, we left him out.
I don't even know what that is.
It got them, what, bronze in the team?
What was it? What the hell is his name? Steven Netteron.
Literally call him Pommel Horse Guy. That's become his nickname.
Pommel Horse Guy. Yeah.
Why is he that?
Right.
Why is he called
because
that?
Because he gave us a medal.
Pommel Horse.
He finished it off.
This is what happened, John. The men who hadn't medaled in the team competition forever. I don't remember when forever was
forever.
But forever.
Yep.
They were in position to medal, and this dude, this nerdy looking dude who does Rubik's cubes for fun and wears glasses, and he walks up to the pommel horse, he takes off the glasses, and then he does it basically by feel because he can't see. That's how thick the glasses are, right? So anyway, he was put on the team, even though he wasn't good at anything else. He's just good at the pommel horse, the pommel, whatever it's called. He was put on the team for this one event, and there was some controversy. So the way it works, you do all these different disciplines, skills, and it just so happened that for the U.S., their last rotation, or whatever the hell it's called, was on the pommel, and he was the last guy to compete. And so it came down to this nerdy-looking dude, Clark Kentish-looking dude, to win the bronze for the U.S., and man, did that guy pommel. He pommeled like there was no pommeling tomorrow. He pommeled and pommeled, and when he came springing off the pommel, whatever you do, he thrust his hand in the air, and was it was a triumphant moment. And I think, honestly, that was my number one. I think that's the number one. I think the men's 1500 two nights ago, like that, I think that's number two.
Okay.
Honestly, the men's 400 last night, that may well be number three.
Quincy.
That was awesome.
Like what? Yeah.
That was awesome.
Have you ever seen a guy like, it just felt like, what's his name, Quincy?
Quincy Hall. Yeah, it felt like he was done. Yep, coming around that final turn.
It really felt like he just decided, like, I am not going to go down like this.
He did.
You know, it just like, and all of a sudden he just, it is a cliche, but he willed himself to win. Like, you couldn't believe it. The commentator was saying, "Oh, really struggling there, Quincy is right." And all of a sudden, he comes flying. I mean, that was tremendous. But I still think, I think number three. I mean, obviously Katie Ledecky was great, but like, she did what she does, right?
What about
Noah?
Domineering fashion.
What about the 100, Jeff? What about Noah in that close race? Is that up there for you?
That was great. No, that was great. That would be great. It's weirdly enough, I think I'm settling on things that athletes I literally had never heard of until the day of that, you know, sort of breakout athletes,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I think Simone Biles was unbelievable. Like them winning the gold again, her winning the gold all around. But like, I've seen that. She confirmed that was affirmation. I'm sort of focusing on the holy crap, what am I watching moments and who am I watching moments. But you're right. The men's 100 that was electrifying. And the fact that we had no idea who won. Here's the thing, though. I have heard various people say they prefer the 100. Like, that's the best. And it very clearly is sort of the fastest man in the world. There's glamour. Give me the 1500 or the 400, where you have a little time to strategies involved, you can build excitement. I think that is a better race to watch than the 100, which is over before you blink.
I think the 1500 is too long. I think
can't roll with you there.
I think the 400 is even a little too long. I think the 200 is actually the perfect one because that's actually not too long. It, you know, what's the porridge? What is that? The Goldilocks?
Right,
it's not too hot.
Right.
It's not too cold. It's just right. That's
the 1500 is just too long.
Way too long.
And the 100 is too short. But the 200 is perfect. The 400, like, you are literally going as fast as you can for a quarter mile.
Yeah, that's insane.
Awesome.
That is insane, yeah. Like, the 100 is kind of like anybody can win, right? Like, you get off the blocks, you know, you only have to one.
But y'all realize, you go to a track meet, and that is the feature event. That is when people stand up.
Right,
and Jeff's
right.
It's short-lived, and it goes fast. But that is the one that we are waiting for. That is the one that gets the people out of their seats.
Yeah.
Like, the mood
that
changes.
That is true. Yeah. It is the glamour event.
Absolutely.
And it is, I mean, let's be honest, is the fastest man in the world,
yes,
right? Like
exactly.
The others are the fastest man in the world. If you go a little longer, you know, mm-hmm. But this is the fastest man in the world. But to John's point, it feels like one mistake and you're screwed
that
race,
it's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Here, you've got a little time to recover. You've got a little time for the human spirit to take over like it did for Quincy Hall last night. You got, so I just find as a viewing exercise, I have been more mesmerized by the last two nights than I was by the 100, which is, again, you've got no idea who the hell's going to win,
right?
Who did win, you know?
And that's true. And I do want to say, Brad, real quick, close your ears here because the 200 meter just finished.
Yeah, I knew it was 1:30 start.
And so. Noah Lyles, bronze. Bronze. Tobogo. Botswana, your gold medalist in the 200.
How about that? Wow.
And then Kenneth Bednarek, his rival, finished with the silver. So, not a great. Noah talks a lot in this one. He did not.
And this
back
was
up.
Supposed to be the easier race for him.
Yeah, and it wasn't close actually at all. So, but he got the gold. So he's.
He has a gold. Yeah. I mean, it.
But he left some money on the table. He left some money on the table.
I mean, Carl Lewis was the last one to do. It was 84. Jeff, somebody American won the 1 and the 2. So he left something on the table for sure. Especially since he thought this was his race.
What did Michael Johnson won? What, the 2 and the 4? What did Michael
the
Johnson?
2 and the 4. Yeah, because 84. I'm looking at it right now. Is the last time he won the 1 and 2. It must have been 2 and the 4.
Was that bad form, Jeff, to spoil that?
I mean, Brad turned it down.
I don't believe so. No. I mean, I've talked about this with Gabe. I am sympathetic to those who consume the Olympics at night because largely that's what I do, right?
I am too.
I'm doing errands and stuff during the day. I just can't stop life and watch the Olympics during the day. But I can't avoid knowing who won either. Like, they're everywhere. And so my phone is about to ding, I'm sure, with two or three different outlets telling me who won the 200. So I don't think you have any obligation to not spoil things. If people want to try to not find out what happened, they can certainly try. But we're swimming in it. So it's
right.
And honestly, I think it's okay. It doesn't ruin it for me. Like, if I knew exactly what happened in a movie, I might not go see a movie. But I pretty much know what happened, at least to the big events in the Olympics when I sit down to watch them that night. But I still like watching them that night. I knew the pommel horse guy did the pommel horse thing, but I still watched it and I still was moved, you know?
Yeah.
Now, there are some things at the, I didn't know the steeplechase last night. I didn't really know what was going to happen there. American got silver. That's a wild race. So, I mean, there are things that surprise me because I just don't pay attention. I don't hear about them during the day, but the big stuff you hear about, and I watch it anyway. It's fun.
Yeah,
it's
well, and yeah. Again, nobody happier than all the basketball players that I follow on my timeline. All the basketball players are enjoying the downfall.
Yeah, right. Are you surprised that the Olympics has been as captivating as it has been? I mean, 2 weeks before the Olympics, would you have been surprised if you knew that America would watch as much as America seems to have, that it would be much of a talking point, a social media point, like that it would dominate? Because I'm not. I sort of have this belief that people deny all they want up to the Olympics. They're, it's just not like it used to be. And then the Olympics start, and we're all watching the Olympics. I think that happens every time.
Well, I think because it's the triumph of the human spirit, right? You spend your entire, you know, 3-4 years preparing for these events and these moments, and you know there's everything, right? You have triumph, you have heartbreak. You have everything in between. I mean, there's really nothing like it on the world stage. You have teams, you have, you know, leagues, but in terms of the nation, in terms of the people that and the place you represent, you can't duplicate it.
But you've been a skeptic, John, about anything other than basketball.
Well, that's just
when you and I talk off the air, you're like, yeah, is it really a talker? You know,
well, that's different than that. Is being a talker and being something that you could enjoy sort of as a standalone moment is different. Right. But how can you watch Quincy Hall and not be inspired? How can you watch what the women's rugby team did and not be inspired? You know, that's what this stuff is all about. And,
it's interesting. By the way, on this point I meant to make on my show and I haven't, so I'm going to make it on yours instead. And you're a girl, Dad, so you can relate to this. Claire, who, you know, she grew up in whatever. Turned out to be a Division I basketball player at Austin Peay. Not a power, but she's a good athlete. When she watches rugby, she's like, I wish I were being born right now and could do this again.
Yeah.
And could be celebrated, because that's like a physical sport.
Yep.
She said, if I had seen that rugby team when I was 11, I would have been like, that's me. I'm not the cheerleader with the, you know, or I'm not the gymnast. I'm not the, you know, I'm not, that is me. I can be badass. And for us to have those examples now of women just being badass in all kinds of different ways, right? Be badass however it suits you best, I think is really fantastic and has been one of the great things about these Olympics, honestly.
It's the best, man. It really
is.
We got to run. Thanks for your time,
as
always.
Thank you,
Jeff. All right, see ya.
Yep. Bye. Here's Jeff Coggins. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, Eternal FM, ESPN. I done ran up a whole lot. Yeah. I don't want to just talk. Black Tie Movement is changing movement in the city of Memphis. Man, I am so glad that I knew about Black Tie when I moved. Not once, but twice. And I used them both times. And I'm in the mood to move again. I see these interest rates going down. I'm getting the absolute urge to do it. And when I do it, I'm going to call Black Tie because they made it so easy for me. They were affordable. They were reasonable. They showed up when they said they were going to show up. And that's the key, right? Getting it done. 316-6196 is the phone number over with my friends at Black Tie. They take the stress out of the move for you. And that's the key. You got enough going on. You're probably chasing around kids. You don't need to worry about hurting yourself. And that's where Black Tie comes in. Again, 316-6196 is the phone number. Book your move now. School's back, so people are moving. It's Black Tie Moving, changing moving in the city of Memphis. Welcome back, Jason and John, on Eternal FM, ESPN. Man, we are we're in a dead heat, as we like to kind of keep you updated on the gold medal count in the Olympics. We're in a dead heat. It is very close, but obviously the United States can take one step closer to winning the entire gold medal count later today, in just a few minutes, as a matter of fact, as the United States about to take on Serbia in a third game. In a third game against Serbia, there was the international friendly, then there was the group play blowout, both blowouts, actually, and now we have the knockout. So, listen, we saw France the other day kind of come out of nowhere and beat Canada in the knockout. So, Jason, you know, you just maybe knockout is just a different thing, but the United States has not really been tested yet. And if they're not tested today, I mean, this is a wrap.
Yeah. I mean, as amazing as it's been, the numbers you point out about, you know, things being relatively even, certainly last game when Jokic is on the floor, these have been blowouts. I mean, they haven't been games where you're worried they're at the end. So clearly there's a drop-off. And you just wonder, what do you do in that time? Is it a difference of Jokic going the whole game? Is he ready for that? Is that going to make a big difference? Because, as you said, these margins of victory against Serbia, you know, there just isn't much fear there.
Yep.
I would be highly disappointed if you're not winning this one handily, to be honest with you. What's 15.5?
It opened at 17.5, and it's down to 15. Yeah, so which doesn't surprise me, because that's a lot of points.
I don't see Brazil type blowout here. I'm not predicting that. It's certainly going to be closer than that, but I do see a USA team that, as we talked about yesterday, now is sort of put the maybe some of the narratives behind them. You can focus on gold here and you're handling business. So,
yeah.
Again, a cover on 15, I wouldn't be surprised if they do.
Yeah, so, Jason, I'll give you 16. Okay. I'm not going to give you much more than that. I think we both win in that scenario. But if you sort of take the history of this matchup, right, Serbia shot 24% from three in that group play meeting. Not United States, as we all remember, that was KD's first game back.
Mm-hmm.
The man did not miss. The man made five straight threes, and that's really where the game got away from Serbia. Kevin Durant comes in. I don't know that they expected him necessarily to look like that,
right.
But he was lights out. United States shot 56% from three. Now, Serbia has not shot it well from a percentage standpoint, but they got shooters. I mean, that's the thing for me. So it's like, all right, United States cools off a little bit from 56%. Serbia goes up a tick, maybe even just to 30%. That could be a, you know, they extended that lead pretty late in terms of the 26-point margin. So I just feel this. If they're going to be tested, this is the team to do it. And if this team cannot do it, nobody's going to do it.
Can you name me two of those Serbian shooters?
Absolutely. How about
I know they're there.
Yes. I got you Dobrich. All right, so watch out for Dobrich.
Okay, he was one of four against us last game.
And then, obviously, Bogdanović, who struggled.
Of course, I figured you'd go there first. He was two of six.
I wanted to impress you, though.
Yeah.
I didn't want to just
go with
him.
I didn't think you'd get Dobrich.
I didn't want to go with the NBA guy.
I should have known the man that's been in the bubble, the international basketball.
Hold on, I got more. Let me see if I can name a few more.
You have the box in front of you, obviously.
I swear I don't. Look, right now, I don't.
I'm mildly impressed, then.
Let's go Abramović.
There is an Abramović who went 0 of 3.
Yeah, he can.
Abramović.
Yep, and then they have.
And I'm sure you had that pronunciation exactly correct, but we're going to give it to you.
They have former Memphis Grizzly, Marco Guterich.
Yeah. They do. 0 of 3 last game.
Yeah.
He was from 3.
Now,
you're right. They can chunk them up.
Yes.
They didn't hit many of them last game.
Also, they have the Miami Heat guy, Nikola Jovic. Yeah.
Comes off the bench 14, 1 of 5 from 3 last game. Are you sensing a theme here?
They want to shoot the ball.
They're scared. Against the U.S.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
they're going to get their shots up. You're right. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
It could be the difference. They hit five more of those, six more of those. You may have a ball game.
Well,
I'm not concerned.
That's the testament to the team, though. Like, we're not talking about, you know, Serbia winning this thing. Like, we're just talking about them keeping it within 17 points. I mean, that's the testament to United States basketball, bro. Like, it's amazing.
Well, it's a good thing you got KD, because if you didn't, these things would be a lot closer, it feels like.
The
mood feels like it'd be a little bit different. Obviously, his addition, getting him back from injury, was key, because that's where it felt like you really got things going.
Yeah, so I will say this. I don't know that it's an automatic for Ja to be on the 2028 team. And I think it's more so, and again, feelings and all that, but I don't think he ever felt like he was part of the consideration for 2024. And so I think that's kind of got to be mended a little bit for 2028 in terms of the next generation. Now, I'm sure Grant will do it, you know, if it's that obvious, but I do think that has to happen, Jason.
When you say mended, that seems like that's on the USA side.
Yeah, like I think Ja felt a certain type of way. I'm just speculating here, but I think he felt a certain type of way about not being really involved in it in 2024.
I mean, Grant told Doc Holliday, who had that interview out in Las Vegas, that he was considered. I don't know. At that point, what more would you have expected USA to do to take him a little bit more seriously? Like, how close did you want them, you know, in terms of consideration for this team? Did you want them to take him with where he was at that point in his career?
Right.
We all agreed he had blown that.
Yeah, because I guess because the timing worked out, he might have been on that World Cup team, but the timing of everything.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been the team he gets on, right?
And to me, part of accountability, part of maturity is understanding that, look, that's an opportunity that might have been there for me that I contributed to not being able to grab. And it would, you know, frankly, hopefully it helps you focus on the next one and realizing that those things don't come. You know, what are there, 12 spots here? And those things aren't going to automatically be given to you. And so, you know, making good decisions is all a part of it. It can't just be a basketball thing and how much of a difference maker you are. There's more to it to making that, to being on that team, it feels like. I mean, I would just like to see, I'm not saying Ja got to say anything, mm-hmm. but this idea that, oh, USA better come out hat in hand because you didn't consider him close. First of all, they're going to win gold. They didn't need him.
Right.
And so that's a whole nother, you know, right. if we're talking. But I, just the idea you come hat in hand to Ja, I'm just hopeful Ja understands, listen, I had a part in that too. You know, and with that, you just look forward as opposed to looking backwards, being done wrong. It's the being done wrong stuff that I think, and the sort of world against me that I think we've got to move away from here.
Yeah, no, I think that's actually true, too. And so I hope that does change. I think Jaren is probably a favorite, to be honest.
I would hope so, just considering, you know, American bigs and sort of where he is in the pecking
exactly.
order. Obviously didn't have the performance we had hoped for in FIBA, but... Come on, how many bigs in the league on his timeline can do what he can do in terms of the versatility? And you know he's going to bring shot blocking to the fold.
The question is, will he be representing the Memphis Grizzlies in the 2028 Olympics?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah.
I think that...
Here's my thing for Jaren. Don't put him at center and say, go beat the world. Have a in terms of that next team if he's on it, and I'm hopeful, John, to your question that it's with the Grizzlies. But have a center next to him so Jaren can shine, can do what we expect him to do this season, knowing the importance of having a center next to him here. That's the key. I think don't make Jaren the center of your you know 2028 Olympic basketball. Let him play power forward and do the same thing. Let him you know do what he's strong at, which is roam defensively. You know, be able to switch off guys, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. I think Bane is probably going to have to work his way up the chain here a little bit. Probably going to have to start on that World Cup team and then just kind of see where it goes from there. But. You know, and then I guess Zach Edey would be repping the Canadians in 2020.
Well, if I'm them, I'm after him for the next time around. I mean, look at the result that they got. And obviously, he's not going to hurt anything, and you think by that point, you know, Zach's going to be a little bit more, obviously more mature, better than he is.
Mm-hmm.
They should be clamoring to try to get Zach on the next one.
Yeah. So, look, that's the handicap for the 2028 Olympics. We'll see. You know, hopefully, Jaren's representing the Memphis Grizzlies in L.A. You know, a lot's going to be up in the air, though. That's not a guarantee at all with his contract situation. And ideally, Ja would be the one for sure who would be repping the Grizzlies for America in 2028. At any rate, it's about to tip off here for the USA here in just a few moments. It'll be Serbia for the right to go to the gold medal game. That is going to do it for us today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.